This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Crop insurance continues to be a valuable tool for farmers. Jasper County farmer Bill Michael remembers why he decided to purchase crop insurance coverage for his operation.
In 1983, we had a drought. Our corn averaged 15 bushels to acre. Soybeans averaged 20 bushels to acre. That's what opened my eyes to crop insurance. Ever since then, I've had crop insurance every year.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand the value you place on working with a crop insurance provider that understands today's crop insurance options.
Farm Credit, the crop insurance agents have been very helpful. They're very knowledgeable in the different programs, different policies available. They're just a phone call away. If I have a question, I just make a call and the answer is there.
Call Farm Credit today at 800-444-FARM. To discover more about a crop insurance plan to fit your farming operation.
Farm Credit has been a big help insurance-wise. They've been a very big help.
At Farm Credit Services of Illinois, we understand.
And it's coming up on 9 minutes after the hour of 6 on this Thursday morning, the DTN General opening call. Corn futures expected to open about a nickel lower, beans 12 to 13 lower, wheat 6 to 7 lower. The overnight crude oil market, 69 cents lower at 102.53. Brent crude was 15 cents lower at 113.55. The February gold contract, 80 cents higher at 16.1350, while the U.S. dollar index, 0.473 higher at 80.602. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, March wheat closed at 6.50. That was down 7 cents. May wheat closed at 6.68, down 8. July wheat closed at 6.84, down 7.75. March corn on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 6.58.5, unchanged. May corn closed at 6.66.75. That was down 0.25. July corn closed at 6.73, and that was down 0.75. January soybeans on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 12.21.5, up 3.25. March beans closed at 12.30, up 2.5. May beans closed at 12.39.5, up 2.25. January soybean meal on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 3.17.50, up 17 cents. March meal closed at 3.20.60. Up 14, May meal closed at 322.80, up 12. January soybean oil on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 52.73, down 7. March oil closed at 53.03, down 8. May oil closed at 53.40, down 9. March oats on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 293, down 5.5. May oats closed at 298, down 5.25. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the Cash Grain Report.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's Grain Market News Report. Illinois country grain prices ended mixed on Wednesday afternoon with little fresh news to move prices. Corn finished steady, with soybeans slightly higher and wheat slightly lower. In the cash grain markets, trading over the past several days has been moderate to active. Some producers have made additional sales of cash corn bids have neared $6.50 per bushel and soybeans $12 per bushel. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn bids steady to 1 cent higher at $6.40 to $6.57. Soybeans gained 1 to 4 cents at $11.93 to $12.09. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids ended mixed, ranging from $6.48 to $6.65. Soybean bids also ended mixed, ranging from $12.02 to $12.20. And soft red winter wheat, mostly 7 cents lower, at $6.30 to $6.42. In the St. Louis area, country elevators and mills report those corn bids steady to a penny higher, ranging from $6.41 to $6.50. Soybeans gained 3 to 5 cents at $12.06 to $12.10. And soft red winter wheat down 4 to 7 at $6.40 to $6.41. Illinois River barge loading elevators quoted producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at $6.51 to $6.60. Soybeans mostly 2 to 4 cents stronger at $12.21 to $12.27. And the new crop wheat bids for July 12 delivery down 8 to 9 cents at $6.39 to $6.49. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators place their producer corn bids 1 to 2 cents lower at $6.69 to $6.71. These same elevators place their soybean prices mixed, ranging from 1234 to 1243. Soft red winter wheat down 3 cents at 662 to 663, while the Milo ended a penny higher at 658 to 659. That is our country grain report for Wednesday. This is Jerry Milberg returning you to WSMI.
February hogs on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 85.17, down 35. April hogs closed at 87.75, down 70. May hogs closed at 94.95, down 35 cents. February cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 121.62, up 7. April cattle closed at 125.50, up 22. June cattle closed at 125.37, up 60. January feeder cattle on the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday closed at 147.75, up $1.07. March feeders closed at 150.55, up $1.12. April feeders closed at 151.60, up 77 cents. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture offices in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Wednesday, January 4th. For the Eastern Corn Belt daily direct hogs, barrows and gilts closed 15 cents higher, with a carcass-based price range of 72.5 to 80.40 and a weighted average of 78.56. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, 12,000. Illinois direct brown gilt trade was steady, 53 to 58, with Illinois direct slaughter south steady to firm. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds at 43 to 49. 450 to 550 pounds at 45 to 50 and over 550 pounds at 48 to 51. Today's estimated receipts, 1,300, and Tuesday's actuals, 1,400. Pork carcass cut out, 84.71, and that is down 90 cents. Estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 428,000. Last week, 432,000. A year ago, 419,000. Week to date, 866,000. Cattle for today, 131,000. Last week, 128,000. A year ago, 124,000. Week to date of 269,000. Fox beef cut-out values were steady on light to moderate demand and offerings. Total movement today, 183 fabulous and 75 trim. Choice, 193.86, that is down 22 cents. Select at 180.14, and that is down a nickel. At the Fairview Livestock Auction, 349 head sold yesterday. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers sold a dollar higher. Slaughter cows mostly 8 to 10 higher. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s at 125 to 130.75. High dressing, 132 to 133. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 124 and a quarter to 130. Slaughter cows, breaking type, 69 to 74 and a half. Boning type cows, 67 to 73 and a half. Lean cows, 58 to 63.75. And slaughter bulls, show grade 1s at 79.75 to 85. There's a special bred cow sale at Fairview last night, 211 head sold. Young, large frame second stage cows traded at $1,025 to $1,350 a head, with fancy from $1,400 to $1,425. Middle aged large frame second stage cows at $850 to $1,275, with young, large frame third stage cows from $1,225 to $1,475. Middle aged large frame third stage cows at $1,050 to $1,275, fancy from $1,400 to $1,475. Aged large frame third stage cows at $810 to $1,025. Opening report for the Greenville Livestock Auction. Estimated receipts this morning, 403. Compared to last week, slaughter steers and heifers were trading steady to dollar higher. Slaughter steers, choice 2s to 3s at 125 to 128.5. Selecting choice 2s and 3s, 118.5 to 123.5. Heifers, choice 2s to 3s at 126.5 to 128.5. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service, returning you back to WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, January Class 3 milk closed at $17.09, down a nickel. February milk at $17.40, down 19. March milk at $17.44, that was down 11. Non-fat dry milk on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange for January, 140 unchanged. February, 140 unchanged. And for March, 140 and a half, up a quarter. January butter on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday closed at 161, down a half. For February, 165 unchanged. And March butter at 165 and three quarter, that was up a quarter. Spot prices for December: Class 3 milk, $18.77, down 30 cents. For butter, $1.60 unchanged. For nonfat dry milk, $1.45 unchanged. Wrapping up part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday, here are the bids from Hog Inc. in Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for January, $6.56. For February, $6.61. Corn delivered to Scottville for January, $6.48. For February, $6.53. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for January, $12.06. For February, $12.06. Wheat delivered to Scottville for January, $6.22. For more information or to confirm the bids, phone Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 368-2888. Once again, 368-2888. Their pre-opening prices again: corn to Greenfield, $6.56, corn to Scottville, $6.48, beans to Scottville or Greenfield, $12.06, wheat at Scottville, $6.22. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Thursday morning. It's been brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Color radar shows no precipitation in our mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company.
It's time to think about your lawn and what you can do to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood. M&M Service Company carries a full line of green yard, lawn fertilizer, seed, and chemicals. They will come out and give you a free estimate for lawn care applications and treatments. Talk to Tim Rothy, turf specialist at M&M Service Company, for a seed, fertilizer, and chemical program for your lawn. Call him at 1-800-962-7331. M&M Service, the local solution to your world of needs.
Whether you're in municipality, business, or individual, Carlinville Truck Equipment has the Henderson Dump Body, Snowway Plow, or Salt Spreader to fit your needs. Carlinville Truck Equipment has its equipment ready for immediate delivery. Plus, as always, Carlinville Truck still has you covered for all your truck equipment services. Your repair needs, farm bodies, hoist, van bodies, lift gates, service bodies, or any other truck equipment you might need. Call them at 854-6706 or see them on the web at CTEM.
Sunny skies today. We will have high temperatures in the low 50s and light southwest winds. Clear skies for tonight. Low temperatures in the upper 30s. For tomorrow, Friday, sunny skies, high temperatures in the upper 50s. Your extended forecast for Saturday through Monday: clear to partly cloudy skies. Low temperatures in the low 30s. High temperatures in the mid 40s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 7 miles per hour. The barometric pressure steady. Our temperature, 30 degrees under mostly clear skies. This check of color radar weather brought to you this morning by Carlinville Truck Equipment and by the M&M Service Company. Part two of the Morning Farm Show is next.
Midwest Garage Door Company in Pawnee has the quality products and service for residential, commercial, and agriculture needs. Whether you're looking for a door to accommodate a new combine purchase or are looking for the convenience of being able to drive your tractor right into the shop after a long day in the field, Midwest has the solution for you. And at Midwest, we stand behind our doors with the Midwest Advantage, where it's all about what you get after the sale. Visit MidwestGarageDoor.com or call 625-4333.
Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. Late in December, a report from Purdue University said that hog production returned to profitability in 2011, but producers remained cautious. Pork production for 2012 is expected to rise about 2.5%, due mostly to more pigs per litter. We got local reaction to the report from producer Phil Borgic. First of all, he describes his operation.
We're halfway between Nokomis and Raymond. We have a farrow to wean operation here in Nokomis, and then we raise some of our pigs out to market weight, and then we sell some as 14-pounders. So a little bit of diversification.
Okay, now I've got this report that from Purdue University that pork production overall is expected to rise by as much as 2.5% over 2012, but they attribute that to more pigs per litter rather than more farrowings. What do you think?
Well, over the the last 15 years, our industry has made dramatic improvements as far as the number of pigs that we farrow and raise per sow, and we have been able to increase that the last 10 years at 1.5% improvement each year. And so that's very realistic as far as the projections. And also we're raising our harvested animals to heavier weights, so that also yields in more pork per pig.
That is amazing to me. That I know you market pigs now at about 240 to 260 pounds, correct?
Actually, 260 to 290, getting them very large. That's what our customer, the packer, is wanting, and so that's how we've adjusted our weights in the match.
Does that affect, will that affect like your feed costs and that sort of thing?
Absolutely. We have to feed them an extra 2 weeks, and so then that's more corn and soybean meal that we use then to get them up to those weights.
Well, you know, I think that kind of says something about the breeding of those animals, too, is it only takes you 2 weeks to go from, say, a 220 to 240-pound hog up to 290.
Our pigs will gain about 2 pounds, 2 pounds per day each day we leave them on feed at that weight. And so, yes, we can put them on there pretty rapidly.
Boy, that is just amazing. Now, do you have a certain breed on the place?
We use PIC, which is Pig Improvement Company breeding stock, and we've been with them since the 80s. And they're an animal that can go to those heavy weights very efficiently.
Boy, that's absolutely amazing. So, what about the prices for the coming year?
Right now, they look good in relationship to feed cost. You know, our primary cost, over 60% of our cost, is feed, and so that has more to do with profitability than anything from the cost side. But from the revenue side, demand's good. Poultry production is going to be about 5% lower, at least the beginning of the year. And then cattle, because of the droughts in the southwest, that herd is continuing to drop. And so there'll be less cattle, or at least less beef available. And our exports on the pork side have been very good with the new entry again of China and then our other partners being continued to import pork. So right now it looks profitable for the 2012 period.
And that was local pork producer Phil Borgic. We also have this: red meat exports to Mexico could increase for 2012. Joe Shealy reports from the National Meat Export Federation.
Mexico was the first foreign market to reopen to U.S. beef following the discovery of BSE, and U.S. beef generally enjoys strong market access in Mexico. But as USMEF Regional Director Chad Russell recently explained to a group of U.S. beef producers and exporters, more progress still needs to be made on the full reopening of this market.
In the case of Mexico, you do have pretty good market access with Mexico, but there are still some prohibitions in place related to BSE. For example, all the beef has to come from cattle 30 months or younger, so that prohibition is still in place. There are still products that are prohibited. Ground beef is prohibited. I do have a little bit of good news that the Mexican government has agreed to allow the legal importation of beef feet and sweetbread. Those are two products that have been prohibited because of the BSE situation.
Russell said the 30-month cattle age limit remains a difficult obstacle to overcome, but this issue is a top priority for U.S. trade officials.
The risk assessment that was done by the Mexican government, that was done by the Ministry of Health, that the conclusions that came out with this risk assessment was that Mexico has already moved further than they should have, according to them, but they provided no scientific justifications for those results. The good news is that USDA have this as one of their top priorities in the bilateral agriculture relationship with Mexico. So there is a framework in place. USDA continues to engage on these topics. There has been, I said a minute ago, a little bit of forward progress, some good news there. So we'll have to wait and see.
For more on this and other trade issues, please visit usmef.org.
It's 6:27 on this Thursday morning from WSMI FM 106. Once again, the DTN General opening call: corn 5 to 6 lower, beans 12 to 13 lower, wheat 6 to 7 lower. Overnight crude oil market 69 cents lower at 102.53. The Brent crude 15 cents lower at $113.55, and the February gold contract 80 cents higher at $1,613.50. Be listening throughout the day for commodity market updates on both WSMI FM 106 and WSMI AM 1540. Part two of the Morning Farm Show brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.